Okay, welcome to video two on how to make quick, simple, and highly effective marketing videos. Now, before I go into the advanced type video, I'm going to give you a true example of a video that I've used before and have created to work in a high-end niche to show you how quick and simple it is to make these easy little videos. So let's go ahead and take a look. Pretty simple, right? Not too difficult. Throw a bunch of slides, some royalty-free music together. Obviously, that's just a demo video, but you can put in a name, URL, whatever you want there at the bottom, and that's a $497 sale right there. And you can use the simple tools that we've given you and told you about so far in the previous videos to make something just like that, or even put an educational video in a slideshow just like I'm showing you right now. Now, the next step after you've got the video done is picking the keywords. So pick 5 to 10 relevant keywords to use when you're tagging your videos. You want to make sure that the headline is clear and concise. So if you're talking about Milwaukee jeweler, then, or Milwaukee diamond jeweler, or Milwaukee engagement ring, that's the only thing I put at the top of the video. I will put out the same video with some minor editing in the beginning and the end, so it's not the same video, and make it work. Also, I've noticed recently that Google videos that have a live voice in them, whether it be for just a small snippet or for the entire video, like a talking head video or a voiceover, which we'll talk about here in a minute, tends to rank better and longer, which means to me that I think Google's going through their algorithms right now, which is going to help videos rank. So use the basic Google keyword tool for keyword ideas to get, you know, the basic Milwaukee jeweler or Milwaukee based jeweler, and type in your keyword research, and then just do the basic keyword research that you would for any niche market, and do the exact same thing for local business, and you'll find out where the traffic is. Make that keyword your title, put a keyword rich description in there, and then you know, in the tag section, find relevant keywords based around your video. All right, so there's picking some keyword basics. Voiceovers or talking head videos. I already talked about it. Google likes to hear people's voices. The basic music works great on a main website. It actually works great for video distribution and for selling, but for long-term ranking, a lot of people like to have a talking head or to see themselves on video. I'm going to give you, you know, some basics of the voiceover or talking head video right now. First of all, there's more work involved on your part because you're going to have to do the editing, maybe even some coaching. So that's why these videos are $9.97. You can charge even more money because of your efforts and the editing and everything has to go into it. It's an easy, easy upsell. I'll talk about how you can put that person on camera and brand them so when somebody walks into their store, to their service or their dealership or whatever it is, they recognize the person. It's more branding and brand awareness. Think of, you know, Crazy Eddie Electronics or the furniture guy that sells in the local market or the dentist that puts the picture of his entire family on his postcard. A lot of those people, to say it, not try to say it nicely without calling them egomaniacs, but they like to have, you know, their ego stroked on occasion. So to put them in front of a camera, if they're charismatic enough, tends to work. Attorneys are the same way. So I've created a simple 11-point checklist that we're going to go through to bring you up to speed on how to do a quality talking head video, or even just make a little PowerPoint voiceover type video like we're doing here and put it out on the web. Remember, if you're doing long educational videos, I would say normally 30 to 90 seconds is great for advertising. If you're doing long educational videos, YouTube limits you to 10 minutes. So I like to go 8 to 9 minutes in case I go over, or have some buffer for the pre and post-roll, which is the intro and the exit of the video. All right, so here's my simple 11-point formula for creating a winning marketing videos in a flash. Really, it's that simple. You can use this outline for your own personal videos in any market, But, here's a quick reminder with this. Don't go overboard. A 70-word script would translate into about 30 seconds of video, depending on how fast you talk, how energetic you are, or what you're talking about. So I usually go, 2 to 1 words, which is about 60 words for half a minute. 70 is really what it winds up being. All right, so here's my 11-point checklist. First of all, you need to have an attention getter. You need to state or show the problem. So, first question is, do you have this problem, problem X, whatever it is? Are you looking for a solution to this problem, or you're looking for a new car, a diamond ring for your future fiance, for your girlfriend? Do you experience this pain? Can you not get out of your chair in the morning, or you have problems getting out of bed, something like that? Are you tired of what of this something happening? Do you wish this pain would stop and name that pain, because we're kind of putting the pain in there. Are you looking for whatever it is? Have you ever, or need a blank, or need help, whatever it is, need help moving, hire two guys and a truck movers or something like that. These are all simple attention getters that you can create your little 11-point talking checklist off of. Some people like to completely script. I like to go off the cuff, with bullet points. So these are the 11 points that I get. So the first one is the attention getter. All right. The next one is empathy and emotion. Talking about I'm just like you. Or show somebody in that video having a problem, living through that frustration, showing the pain of what they're dealing with. Just like you, I had blank, which caused blank. I've tried and bought dozens of certain things that promised to clean my car, but nothing ever worked until today. I've worked with X amount of dog trainers, but was tired of still getting bit by my dog. Was looking for a banker I could trust. Those kind of things. So you feel that empathy and emotion and talk about that and basically put them in your shoes and you in their shoes so they can relate with you. And essentially, you're aligning together for a common cause. All right, step three here. I have the solution to your problem. There's a fast, easy way to make this go away. This is basically telling them that you have a solution to their back pain. It's your chiropractic clinic. I was once like you. I had bad back, was unable to move, get out of bed, but now I found a chiropractic service that really made a difference. It was this style, and I found the solution. I found a fast, easy, cheap, quick, affordable, or reliable way to do something. You too can get this benefit by doing what? Or I'm going to show you how or I or my customers solved the problem. Those are the quick and easy ways to showing that you have a solution to their problem. And then introduce the magic bullet. You are now going to tell them what fixed the product or service fixed that problem, that pain that they were having. So it's blank. It's a one-stop solution to having my car cleaned on a weekly basis. They come to me while I'm at work and they actually wash and wax and vacuum out my car. My back pain has gone away because of this new style of chiropractic care that really gets in there and makes me feel instantaneous results where I feel great as soon as I leave. But better off, I feel better 48 to 72 hours afterwards, still going through, this chiropractic service or type of setup. And then have a testimonial or some sort of credible source, whether it be like a video from the internet showing a newscast talking about the way things are coming up. You can even go, I wouldn't necessarily use Wikipedia, but do like some medical research with that, or do some research along the lines that have a credible source of information or a client testimonial that says, "Hi, I'm so and so, and I too lived this experience." Obviously, you have to be careful, make sure it's the common average testimony of what majority of users that go to this service or use this product have. Obviously, contact an attorney if you have any questions on that. But realistically, I like to go, I'm the founder or user of this product or service, and these are what I've had personally of my results. You may not have the same, but this is how it worked for me. It might be worth giving it a try. Next, step six here is showing an actual product or giving a demonstration by saying, I've had these results. Here they are in action. Look at the infomercial commercials, the before and after. Or these customers have had these results. These are our specific customers. Everybody that comes into my car painting service, I don't know why I'm on cars right now, but everybody that comes to my car painting service with a key scratch or a rust spot, leave happy and look at these bright, shiny vehicles that all left our lot. Yours will leave too. Here's the true statistical data. 9 out of 10 people liked it. They come back for more and they come back on a weekly basis to my chiropractic service. And then I'd like to show you how I solved this problem and got these results personally. This is great from a client or for you if you're using your own product or service, depending on what it is or what your client is using. So the next step is proof, the standard before and after shots. Make sure they're real. They are the average testimonial, the average customer, but realistically just show what happened before and after. I went into Jenny's cake decorating service, and obviously I didn't have anything, but look at this wedding cake when it was done. Look at it at my wedding. This is an amazing, amazing shot. Or, let's talk about, repair, like, I don't know, shoe repair or something. I had the hole in the shoe and now it's gone. So here's the before and the after with the soling. And then tell them they can visit your site, so www.whatever your website is, for more information to see even more proof of your stuff. Or give them the call to action. Call or visit us to get more about this product and see what others have, the results that our other clients potential customers have seen, what the difference we've made for dozens, hundreds, thousands of people just like you. All right. So step eight here as we go are the testimonials. We talked a little bit about the testimonial, but we want to have additional clients with proof now. You've told them where to go. Give them the backup of a little bit more testimonials. Now you're basically laying on the social proof as we go. Video testimonials are great. People that basically get in front of the camera and say, I've used this product or service. It works great for me. Pictures would be the second one that I would use. And then after I've given the second round of testimonials, after giving them the initial site, make the offer. I'd like to give you the same results or allow you to use my services for a limited time. You can visit this site or call 1-800-177-17777, whatever it is, to get more information. After that, you're going to give them, pardon there, I bumped the mic for a second, an undeniable guarantee. Make it as powerful as you can make it. 100% satisfaction, money back guarantee for 30 days, 90 days, 60 days, whatever it is. We guarantee that you, like hotels are doing right now, you will have the best night's sleep of your life or your money back. Or if you're not 100% satisfied, the first visit is on us. That's the most powerful, an unconditional, no questions asked money back guarantee. Do understand though that a lot of businesses can't necessarily do that, so get it as powerful as you can. Lifetime guarantees, limited 30-day guarantee, conditional under these terms. What I mean by that is if you try our service for 45 days and you actually follow the checklist and you don't see any results, we're going to give you your money back, or we'll continue to work with you until you see those results. Think of it like a small diet service or a health fitness club. If you don't meet your goals in the next 45 days, we will give you an additional 30 to 45 days covering these exact items that you didn't go over, that didn't work for you, and we'll get you on the right track to your health and success and the lifestyle that you want to live. But know this, the more unconditional you make, the more powerful your guarantee will be. You will always have people return things that are unhappy, that'll gripe and complain. It's going to happen, but your guarantee will make you more sales in the long run that will make up for those few 10 to 15, maybe 20% of people, especially in a down economy, that are looking to just try it out and then return it. So you're going to make more money on the end. Plus, those people are going to be on a list that you might be able to sell them something further down the road with. All right, let's wrap up the 11-point checklist here with the next step. As we bring it here to the final call to action, tell them to buy now. Click on the link. Go here. This is a limited time offer or a trial. And if you can make it truly a limited time offer, then do so. If you're blasting this out to the net for your customers, there's a deadline of 1 October. There's a deadline of 6 July at midnight. Make sure that that's set up or give them a trial. We're going to let you try it free for 7 days. If you can limit this to only 5 people and limit the numbers, do so. You can give a discount to people that mention that they noticed the video online. That's really good for you as the salesman saying, look, these videos are $4.97. I will do it for you for the first time for $97, and then you'll see that they're going to start to come in. And then for the trial of the first person that comes in and says, I saw your video online and that's how I came to your product or service, I will get the remainder of my money, something along those lines. That's a good way for you to discount your service as well. Or free extras with purchase if you mention this video or give them some sort of trial, which, like we talked about here a couple bullets earlier. All right, so let's talk about putting it all together. Once you've completed the slides or set up the video, if you've done the video, you can do this script live or you can do it in a PowerPoint video like we've just covered here. The next steps are to record and edit using those programs that we talked about in the previous video. Upload the video to either your Traffic Geyser account or just up to YouTube, to the customer's video site, depending on how you want to do it, and distribute those videos and blast them out across the internet. So it's quick and simple. Here's your homework. Find your first client and make your first video. If it's a video that you're going to do just for yourself using these 11 steps, then do that and market whether it's an affiliate product. But I challenge you to step out of your comfort zone. Find people that you talk to on a daily basis. Tell them what you're doing. Give a little interaction of making those videos and offer it to them for $97 or $4.97 and tell them what you're doing. People are going to be interested. They are truly interested in video. It's this magical being on the internet that nobody really understands exactly how to do it. And it's just a few simple steps that you can make some serious money. So, like we talked about in these videos, we can go through quickvideomarketing.com to learn the entire process of optimizing these videos, blasting them out, and covering even more depth of what I've covered in this quick little 20-minute video for you and taking it to the next level. I look forward to sharing the final video with you in this series on how to find paying clients fast, which is probably the question that's on your mind. I'll talk to you soon and see you in the next video.